let's start with you, Kathy. There are some potential pitfalls when you get windfalls like this.
There are some pitfalls to every good side. There's usually a little bit of conflict or maybe some negatives to deal with. So one of the things that we're real concerned about is that people know that getting this income can be stressful in their families, and that deciding what to do with that money and how to spend that money and the consequences of that can sometimes cause conflict in the home, can sometimes exacerbate some problems that have already been there. Perhaps if there was marital issues and now there's more disagreement about money and how to budget and how to spend that money, it can be very stressful for families. We're certainly there to be able to provide support if they need it.
Maybe it's a stereotype, but it seems like it's the opposite scenario that creates more stress. Your finances are strained to the breaking point, mm-hmm. and somebody goes out and buys mm-hmm. something irresponsibly, mm-hmm. and tempers flare and so on, and now suddenly it's the sudden abundance of cash.
Yeah, sudden abundance. And that can be every bit as stressful. We even think about people who win the lottery, who end up, everybody's heard the story about somebody who 10 years later has no money left and is in worse shape than what they began. It's a lot of responsibility and a lot of decision-making for families to deal with when they do have a sudden influx of resources. And certainly not everybody in a family agrees about how it's supposed to be spent. I envision a lot of scenarios where teenagers think that we need to go out and buy stereo and iPod equipment, and mom and dad want to buy heating oil, and that in itself causing conflict. And certainly not all of our families are problem-free anyway, and it tends to bring out all of our basic conflicts and issues. Some families are coping with substance abuse, and certainly a great influence of cash can exacerbate that, and other problems that may be in the family. So certainly I think it's worth thinking about and for families to consider at this point, and to know that there's help with that, even if it's on a very short-term basis, to help to clarify what the priorities are and to come together as a family to deal with that.
Kathy, it sounds like you're dealing with sort of the emotional tension that can come with a windfall like this, but Roxanne, you and Phil are sort of approaching it at the tribe and this sort of consortium of social service organizations that are coming together. You're looking at sort of the more practical aspect.
Our main concern is at the tribe is our own programs. How is it going to impact those receiving services now? Then we start thinking, what else could we be doing besides making people aware that it will impact their services that they receive, and also to come up with incentive programs that would encourage people to use their money wisely. Families, if they purchase heating oil, for example, Sika Tribe would maybe come up with a if they spent $500 for heating oil, we would give them a $100 gift certificate for groceries. I went to my director at the time, Robbie Craig, and brought this forward to her about the awareness part. And she suggested maybe we should have a meeting with our social services and kind of brainstorm together. And more we brainstormed together, the more we thought about other programs in town, then we decided to have a community meeting. So that's where we're at right now. Is some of the things we want to do is get the awareness out, let people know that are receiving services, that they should be looking to those programs to see how their permanent fund will impact their eligibility for how many months.
Sounds like a good idea, but it also sounds like it is just kind of at the idea stage right now. And Roxanne, are we going to be seeing these organizations that are brainstorming actually come and start to put stuff together on the ground that people can actually access?
The outreach has been phenomenal. We've had a lot of organizations, I'd like to say at least 10, 6 to 10, that last minute when we started emailing and calling and saying, we see this kind of as an issue if we don't get the awareness out there and we want to meet and who else is impacted. We just see it how we can collaborate and actually outreach not only to our tribal citizens but the community at large, and how can we all network and come together and help down the road. We hope it's ongoing, not just with permanent fund, but community organizations coming together, and hopefully we see this as all winter.
You know, I heard you saying, what's the action step that's going to come out of this? And certainly us coming together has been real beneficial, so that we're able to talk to folks that we come into contact, whether it's at our offices or not, to please check with those organizations you may have contact with or may be enrolled in programs with, to see if your increased income is going to affect your eligibility. Is it going to affect your housing subsidies? Is it going to affect your food programs? Is it going to affect your oil program? Ask the questions. Go to someone. At least start there while we as service providers try to catch up.
There's many different ways a service provider will determine eligibility. So that's why we encourage you to contact your service provider, see how they will impact you. And it could impact, some programs could be impacted up to 12 months.
The tribe provides social services, and SCAPS provides social services, and the school district, you know, does hot meals, and mm-hmm. There's all these programs. But the $1,200 energy rebate that's being attached to the permanent fund is a one-time thing. And I realize that strings are attached to the federal monies you get, and there's formula that determine eligibility, but isn't there some kind of concession or waiver or something that social service agencies can make the case that this truly is one-time money?
Our programs, we're a self-governance tribe, and we pretty much could determine our own eligibility. So that's what we were doing prior to coming here, was how could we make the eligibility so that people won't have to wait 12 months again before they can receive services again. So we're trying to come up with some solutions, and it's not easy to figure out where do you draw the line and what is countable, what not countable. So
it's all about looking at the whole picture and fairness and consistency and who's included and who isn't. So, you know, those are a lot of issues that we still are in draft form and finalizing things and bringing before our council and policymakers. So I think that we've made great headway, and we have the flexibility, as Phil said, as a self-governing tribe, but again, always trying to be consistent and fair.
Some agencies may have what they call a hold harmless mm-hmm. clause, where this is considered a one-time income and there isn't a real so-called penalty to people, but other agencies don't. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's important for folks, again, to contact their case managers and their workers in different programs, because we may not have, we will assist in every way we can, and we'll help to make calls, and we'll support folks. We may not have the answers either, and they may not yet have the answer on how the federal government or their particular agency is going to be able to cope with this.
That seems like consistent mm-hmm. advice that I've heard mm-hmm. today, is mm-hmm. that you have a question about this call,
yep.
and the answers are just taking shape. It's mm-hmm. a unique situation for everybody. We're sort of all in the same boat. We're just about out of time, but I wanted to touch on this one last idea, this theme that's been threading through some of your meetings, that this money is already spent in some cases because things have gotten more expensive. Inflation is a fact of life right now. It's being driven by the high cost of fuel, and I've been talking kind of casually about this money being a windfall and a boon, but I guess you all realize that some people are in the situation where it's not necessarily a windfall. It's desperately needed resource.
People could have already spent their money on bills that they owe. You know, those things need to be talked about, and still are concerns in the community. And hopefully, with continuing meetings, that we could bring all these issues up and concerns and start solving them.